This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The Finland summit between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin comes days after the U.S. Justice Department indicted a dozen Russian intelligence officers in relation to Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. We get more now from AP's Sagar Magani.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says the charges put President Trump in a strong spot.
I think the president can put this on the table and say this is a serious matter. We need to talk about it.
Following him on ABC's This Week.
I'd like to know the name of the president and John Bolton thinks he works for, because he's not describing President Trump.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy.
He is simply not going to raise this issue as strongly as he should, if at all.
The president insists he will raise election meddling, but figures Putin will again say Russia's innocent.
I don't think you'll have any, I did it, you got me. There won't be a Perry Mason here.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is branding Russia, China, and the European Union as foes in his word for the United States, but specifically is singling out longtime allies in Europe for taking advantage of the U.S. and trade deals. Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, dismissed Mr. Trump's attack on the European countries, saying America and the European Union are best friends. New York Times newspaper first reported in its Sunday edition Israeli agents broke into an Iranian warehouse, smuggled out tens of thousands of pages and nearly 200 computer disks on Iranian plans to build a nuclear weapon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly used these documents in part to urge President Trump to pull the United States out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces unleashed hundreds of missiles on a rebel-held area near the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The government's push came after it had secured control of most of the rebel stronghold in the Daraa province. A report in the New York Times says President Trump has instructed top diplomats to pursue direct talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan in an effort to jumpstart negotiations with the militant group in the hopes of bringing an end to the 17-year Afghan war. The Times says the move has been confirmed by several senior American and Afghan officials. Taliban has often insisted that it will talk only with the United States and NATO allies about ending the fighting, calling the Afghan government a puppet of the West. Generals from the United States and North Korea met Sunday to discuss the repatriation of remains of U.S. soldiers who fought in the Korean War. It was the last of the 4 points agreed to by President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at their Singapore summit in June. Joshua Pollack is a senior research associate at the Middlebury Institute for International Studies.
This is important because the first point is the improvement of relations. The second point is a peace regime. And the third point is denuclearization. So, for example, when Kim Jong-un wrote a letter to President Trump, which President Trump tweeted out, it only referred to improvement of relations. It didn't refer to any of the other 4 points.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was not part of the Sunday talks, said in a statement that working-level meetings between the United States and North Korean officials would begin today. The Ethiopian and Eritrean leaders in Addis Ababa marked the end of their long border war. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed spoke of the importance of forgiveness and said their reconciliation is an example to the rest of Africa and the world. Former Horn of Africa adversaries today declared their 20-year state of war over. China's economic growth slowed in the quarter ending in June, adding to challenges for Beijing as its tariff battle with Washington escalates. The world's second-largest economy expanded by 6.7% over a year earlier, down from the previous quarter's 6.8%. Ending his Grand Slam drought and overcoming a painful right elbow, Serbia's Novak Djokovic Sunday won the fourth Wimbledon championship, defeating South African Kevin Anderson in 3 sets.
I couldn't pick the better place, to be honest, in the tennis world to peak and to make a comeback.
Indeed he did. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.